This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit magazine, Adam Rappaport, has resigned. The move comes hours after a photograph resurfaced showing Rappaport in brown face, some kind of costume. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. What is this image and where did it come from?
It's a photo of Rappaport and his wife, apparently first posted on Instagram in 2013. They're dressed in costumes that traffic in stereotypes of Puerto Ricans. The photo angered the staff of the magazine, leading a number of them to criticize Rappaport publicly. He resigned hours later, saying in an Instagram post that he would, quote, reflect on the work that I need to do as a human being.
Now, there's this photo that had circulated before, but people are also saying there's a workplace culture problem at Bon Appetit, allegations of discrimination.
Yes. So part of the context here is that Rappaport had put out a blog post on the Bon Appetit website supporting Black Lives Matter protests around the country. He encouraged readers to donate to organizations supporting racial justice. And broadly speaking, David, there's currently a reckoning happening inside media organizations over their own blind spots when it comes to race, people of color, both in how they're represented in coverage and in newsrooms. And given this, there was blowback to Rappaport's post. It sparked a number of accusations that the magazine under his leadership has treated women of color poorly. There were claims of pay disparities and some staffers not getting paid for appearing in online videos, unlike their white counterparts. And those videos are very popular on YouTube. There were calls for Rappaport to resign, and he did so within hours.
All right, Nova, thank you. The editor at another media outlet is also resigning. The online lifestyle site Refinery29, Christine Barbaric, says she's leaving after reading accounts of discrimination at the organization by women of color. Last fall, Vice Media had bought Refinery29 for $400 million.